Again, joining us is Dr. Frank Fornari from Biomech and Heath Slocum, PGA Tour player. And, you know, guys, you have a great app coming out to work with this putter. You mentioned it a little bit earlier in the last segment. Kind of give me the 60-second commercial for this thing, and how's it going to benefit the user of the putter?
Well, first of all, it's putter agnostic. So this app is an instructional and informational application, a piece of software and hardware that is just going to give you iterative feedback on how you putt the golf ball, no matter what putter you use. So we just want to make you a better putter with whatever you're using. And so the genesis of this, you know, most of us have been teachers here at Biomech in one way, shape, or form. If I told you that only 10% of all children in the United States can go to school, you might be horrified with that. But if I told you less than 1% of all golfers will ever take meaningful golf lessons, we just kind of shrug it off. So for us, I think the more access people have to instructors to learn how to play the game better, and access to instructional hardware and software and information that's instructional, the better people will play, the longer they'll stay in the game, the better outcomes they have, and the more they're going to enjoy the sport. So this app is our first version of putting an instructor really in a small sensor on your putter. So it measures everything you do while you're putting. It transmits data in real time back to you, sends data to your instructor if you want to use one, keeps track of a million different things. We develop these sensors for medical applications, and we simply morphed it into an application to help you putt the ball better.
Yeah, I mean, with the explosion of wearables, that whole category has gone crazy in the last 2 or 3 years, but there's been nothing that seemed to be specific for putting. How did you go about developing something that, you know, had to be so much from scratch? You couldn't take what anybody else had done and improve on it. You had to start from step one.
Well, you know, we're scientists and inventors at Biomech, and you know, you always stand on everybody's shoulders in one way, shape, or form in science, but we just like to follow the data. So for us, we develop sensors and motion analysis products, and we follow the data. So if the data aren't statistically significant, we go in a different direction. So along those lines, we have here, fortunately, John Douglas, who is the CEO of our tech sector. I'm just going to let him jump on and talk about the app a little bit.
Sure. Hello, folks.
You were talking about how did we come about this, and as Frank was saying, you know, we've been working on a variety of sensor technologies for a while, and look, there are a number of sensors out there that are able to measure motion to one degree or another. And I'll just use, you know, the typical Internet of Things wearables like a Fitbit or an UP24 band or what have you that people have grown accustomed to using, right? And they kind of exist at one end of the spectrum. They can give you some information about you in terms of your level of activity, potentially your heart rate and things like that. But it's relatively generic information in the grand scheme. And then at the other end of the spectrum, you have, you know, oftentimes if you go to the hospital or if you go to a physical therapy clinic or an advanced practice, you know, they might have much more scientifically valuable sensors that they're able to put on you. You might take them home and wear them for a few days, and then you go back. And basically what I'm trying to suggest is that you've got this stuff at the low end of the spectrum that people are much more comfortable with, and you've got this stuff which is scientifically valid, but it's not very approachable, it's expensive, and, you know, it's not convenient. And in between, you've got this gap where, for instance, if I'm wearing an UP24 band, it can't tell the difference between if I'm running a marathon or if I played guitar for 30 minutes. So our sensor technology was designed to fill the void in between the very expensive, dedicated, usually you can only use in one place types of equipment to measure very specific things, and the more generic Internet of Things wearables. And with putting, what we did was we took this sensor technology, which, again, we always focus, as Frank said, on the quality of the data, the level of the science. We took our best sensor technology, and then we targeted the notion of let's make it incredibly easy to use, incredibly fluid, and make it easy to capture the data. And then let's take the same approach to displaying the data and showing the user what they did and telling them how they can potentially get better at putting. And it's kind of that overall approach. We take scientifically valid information that normally is only available to people in very specific lab or customized environments. We make it so that they can use it anywhere they want. We make it very inexpensive. We make it so the information can be shared. But again, we provide a level of detail and a level of meaningful feedback to somebody that goes well beyond, hey, what was my face angle at impact?
Well, I mean, had I known all I had to do to fool my Fitbit would be to quit running and start playing guitar, I would have done that a long time ago. But you know, I'm curious, when you get down to the merchandise show or when you're describing this to someone, how do you display, and this is almost a retail curiosity, how do you display the functionality and the usefulness of an app like this to somebody who's maybe gone to your website? What do you do? Do you put videos of Heath using it? How do you market this?
It's a great question. There's a number of ways that we're going to be marketing. I mean, the first component to this is, you know, from an end user point of view, for the people who've actually used our app and used our sensor, it's a lot of fun to watch somebody use it for the first time. Because, as an example, our device is self-calibrating. And look, again, to Frank's point, there are some folks out there who've done some great stuff with science and technology and golf over the years. And so, you know, we don't want to take anything away from any of those folks. But much of the equipment, which is scientifically valid, you know, I'll give you an example. You know, I'm a fantastic putter on a perfectly flat 10-foot surface in a lab, right? And so for our purposes, we wanted something you could use anywhere. So to answer your question, when we take this and we tell somebody, go ahead and put this on your putter and just start putting with it, you know, the first question they say is, well, don't you need to calibrate it, or don't I need to aim it at something, or what have you? And the answer is no, you just start putting with it. And you see this great big smile go across their face as they start using it, and they start seeing the results that are popping up automatically on either their iPad or their iPhone or their Apple Watch. So one way to sell this is, we let people use it. This is fun to use. We're trying to take something that people typically shy away from. And, you know, I'll use the example of people practicing putting. People tend to practice what they're already good at because they want to feel good about what they're doing. So if I'm terrible at putting from 12 feet, but I'm great at 6, a lot of people, before they play around, they'll go out and start practicing from 6 feet for a while, and then they'll stop and they'll go off and play the round. We make it fun to practice the things that you're not good at so that you can get better at it. And we have excellent user interfaces that tell you very specifically and fluidly, you know, what you're good at, what you're not at, and help you to focus on those things. But basically, we make it fun. So that's the one way. The other way is, we're trying to make sure that instructors have the information that they need and have better engagement with their students, right? So if I'm going to give somebody a golf lesson and then I may not see them for a week or 2 weeks or a month, you know, one of the challenges that we've had is somebody may go off and actually perform the activity that they think is what I taught them. And in reality, they're actually practicing something the wrong way. And it's terrible when that happens, where they go away and they practice something the wrong way for 2 weeks or a month and come back. Now, you know, as the instructor, I've got to undo all the damage that was accidentally done. So from the instructor point of view, in terms of how do we market this thing, this provides live engagement with your student population to the extent that you want that. And I mean that very literally. I mean, if you want to watch somebody practicing their putting on a Tuesday night, see every putt they do and the level of detail that goes into every single putt, and provide them with feedback, you can do that. On the other hand, if you want to go ahead and review it the day after and get notifications, hey, guess what? Bob practiced putting last night, and 4 out of 5 of his putts, he's looping, you know, to the left or looping to the right, or potentially doing something that you told him not to do. You can correct it earlier rather than later, and that achieves a couple of things. The first thing is, it makes sure that Bob doesn't do the wrong thing over and over again. The second thing it achieves is it increases the student engagement for the instructor, so that the student feels better about the game of golf, they get better at the game of golf, and it means more business and more happiness for the game of golf.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the key, is that we need to make things easier, not harder. And again, we're talking with the guys at Biomech and Heath Slocum, PGA Tour player. And Heath, we had a question earlier in our first segment where we talked about who's the best putter on the PGA Tour. I threw some stats out there. I mean, Jim Furyk made 98.57% of his putts inside of 5 feet in 2016. He only missed 9. He made 622 of 631. I know you used this app. What was the thing that shocked you the most about your putting stroke that kind of you kind of stood up and said, "Hey, whoa! I didn't realize that was going on."
It would probably be on more breaking putts that what I noticed is the deceleration. So it's quite interesting that when I accelerate and I continue to accelerate through the ball, how much better I putt. And with the sensor in the app, it's one of the things that you can see, one of the many things that you can see. But it's a very important one that a lot of people, I don't believe, are to quite understand how badly they decel putt. So it was one of the things, and it's the things that I look at probably the most is just to make sure I accelerate through the ball. And with the sensor and with the app, I can see it instantaneous on a variety of putts, and it's immeasurable helpful for me. So and again, like it can tell you so many different things, but that's the one that I look at the most.
Now, did you notice that it was left to right putts that you decelled more, right to left putts? I mean, it seems interesting. I mean, I hit a left to right tee shot. I play mostly left to right, so left to right putts I tend to accelerate more on, and more right to left putts I'm the decelerator on. So is that kind of what you noticed as well?
Yeah, it was definitely the mostly the downhill left to righters for me. As a right-handed player, those are the toughest ones to sometimes to accelerate and to keep your stroke going through the ball. So but again, what we're very interested in is looking at all the data that we can and see as many people is to see if we can't find trends and patterns and better ways to help people with every type of stroke and just to have more fun and to enjoy the game a lot better. And like you said, we're trying to help as many people and reach as many people, get proper instructions. And for that, it'll grow the game.
Well, I mean, did you find it difficult the first time you stepped up to it to really, you're basically putting off the inside of your back foot. It's, you know, because of the angle of the shaft. Was that a difficult transition, or does the putter make that almost a non-issue?
Well, that's the thing, is the actual ball is still in the center of your, center of your chest. To have your feet back there, it doesn't, I think the putter sets you up, and I didn't feel like it was awkward at all. I felt like it was, again, more athletic, more than anything, that I could actually use my core and didn't have to rely on just, swinging the putter and just timing. So I think a lot of people look at it and feel like they have to put it further back than their traditional putters, but it's actually a better spot. It's a more natural spot, and it's a spot that you can get to every single time, which, again, will just lead to consistency and to making more putts.
And I'm going to kick it back over to Dr. Frank Fornari here for the finale. And, Frank, you just kind of remind everybody where they can go to find the putter and when the app's coming out as we wrap up here.
You can go to www.biomechsports.com and take a look at what we have. The app is coming out the early part of 2017. It's in limited release right now. We're actually out here at Pebble taking it up at the Academy tomorrow for them to use. So, you know, and one more thing I want to touch on the app is you know, for the golf teachers out there, this app will allow them to instruct more than like 8 or 10 students a day. So you can really remotely instruct students at a very, very high level of quality. So the people can really engage instructors and never even have to meet them. So if you're in South Carolina and I like the way you teach putting, I can just engage you. You can look at my data, set up drills for me, do an analysis for me right online or you know, on the computer. And now I can actually get instruction from the best teachers anywhere that I want or somebody that I want to. And for the instructors, it can expand their business, expand their reach. And this thing is a year's subscription to this is about the same price as 1 hour of a golf lesson. So this app, for the same price as a 1 hour golf lesson, you could have it 365 days a year, 24 hours a day.
Perfect. Well, man, we appreciate you guys coming on, and we look forward to checking out the app.
Can't wait.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.